What's going on? You're tired, feeling good, feeling worn out, feeling ready. What are you feeling?
I'm not quite tired. I'm feeling pretty ready. I mean, we got some more probably gonna carb up more tomorrow. So get that started. So that's probably
Yeah.
when I start feeling tired with the blood sugar going everywhere, but
Hey, how hard do you carb up, like at your size? Are you doing like 1,000 grams of carbs on a carb up, or where are you at?
well, we do everything by weight. So,
Yeah.
I think like 1,000 grams of weight grams of carbs would not be be really considered a carb up for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we probably go pretty hard tomorrow. I don't know exactly how hard we'll go. I think it's going to depend on how I look
Yeah.
as the day goes on. But we'll definitely have probably some burgers and stuff, fries and stuff before the end of the night is over.
Oh, so you do some dirty stuff too.
At least probably before the end of the night is over.
I think at your size, you kind of have to, man. It's like if you go completely clean, you probably won't fill properly.
We want to get it over with. Like if we do a little dirt, we want to get it over with before
Yeah.
show day, so we're not having anything affect the stomach. Because we
Yeah.
used to try to do it on show day, and sometimes when you're just so dry, it doesn't digest quite
That's right.
like you want it.
So you're keeping all your water in until you keep it all the way through, or you cut it at some point?
We started dropping it back, so I probably have I think I had like 3 liters today, because
Okay.
he wants me to go start. He trying to pull me back because he wants the drying out process to kind of start a
Yeah.
little bit early, naturally, before we
Yeah.
start really putting the carbs back in.
Yeah.
So we'll probably limit the intake a little bit tomorrow as we load.
What are you weighing in at right now? 290?
Right now, 290. Nah, man, I'm pretty light. I'm under 250 right now, so I'm pretty light. What I'm gonna, what it's gonna look like when we load up and dry out, it'll probably be somewhere around the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty light right now. I think, let's see, I think I was like 247,
Yeah.
somewhere last year. So
Is
I'm
that where
pretty
you
just.
were? Is that where you were last year? You were 247.
Yeah, I think he told me that today. I was like 247 last year, somewhere around prejudging.
But that's crazy to think, dude, because I saw that photo you posted. I'm just gonna go on your page real quick. I saw that photo you posted of the quarter turn, I think it was.
That
Or
wasn't me. I posted, but it's all over the internet.
who posted that? I think Buys and Tries, maybe.
There's some buys and tries. I think IFBB Pro, no, NZ IFBB Pro is the first people posted.
I gotta see what I can't get on a Buys and Tries now. What's going on here? I'm sorry, I just want to bring this up because I was like, it's crazy to think that you're the here it is. Crazy to think that you're the same weight. You look like you old the eight you ate the old Brandon. Like it's you're twice the size.
Well, it's body wasn't quite the illusion, I guess.
Yeah.
But the density, the maturity, like I said, that's in the morning. That's
Yeah.
in the morning, empty stomach after cardio.
Wow.
So we're pretty conservative right at that point.
Brandon, that's incredible, man. I mean, to be that full and that strided and that round in the morning, waking up empty is like, it's crazy. Like
I'm glad.
you recognize that, right?
I don't know what to recognize. I mean, that's just me. Like that's I think that other photo is like a day out in
Yeah.
comparison for. So and that's from 2019. So yeah, I mean I guess that's 4 days out. I mean, I know a lot of people saying 3 days. I think it's a miscalculation because it was the other day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting. That's all I gotta say. It's been interesting. And I think Yeah, every time my coach looks at me, he says the same thing. He's like, "Man, you just look bigger."
When you're Mr. Olympia and you see this, like, do you recognize that everything's put together properly? Or for you, are you still like the rest of us and you just look at any weak points that you think you may have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at, I'm like, man, I know that's not the finished product.
Yeah.
I know I got some fullness to bring to this package here,
Yeah.
and it's easily. So, yeah, I'm looking at it critically.
Yeah. So even at your level, at the very, very, very top, you're still like the rest of us. You still look and find things that you want to fix.
Of course, of course. I'm definitely analyzing it to see where I can improve. Because I'm looking at through the chest, thinking the chest needs to be a little bit fuller. I'm thinking, man, I wish really with some light was on my glute there, so I could see what's going on.
I can see it though. I can see the ripples here, so I know there's something going on.
Right. So then I'm like, well, you know, how much fuller would that quad get, and how crazy would that hamstring? You know, it's just a lot of things I'm looking at, and I'm wishing the angle was kind of very much similar, but it's not quite as similar. But
yeah, you're not turned all the way here.
Yeah, but it's a little higher angle too as well. Yeah. When the other one is from a lower angle, which makes the legs look more flattering, I guess.
But this is what I find to be crazy is you're not even turned all the way straight, and I can still see the drop in your hamstring. So it's right. Like, I feel like your hamstrings look like they've improved. Is that something you focused on this year?
Oh, of course, of course. Improving the hamstrings. You know, a lot of it is, we did a lot more leg curls.
Yeah.
A lot more leg curls. I mean, stiff legs are great, but I don't think stiff legs build the hamstring quite as much as your standard leg curls do. Yeah. So I incorporated a whole bunch more leg curls, leg curl variations this year in comparison to, you know, previous years when I was doing more stiff leg variations and stuff like that. I just, you know, even though you feel that good stretch and a good contraction, I think it's more just hip dominant. Mm. And I don't think the hamstrings are really going through as much of a contraction as they would as if you were finishing a leg curl, of course. But, you know, I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because the common theory is that you can load more weight on the stiff leg. So that means it's going to drive more growth, and there's more stretch, so you're going to drive more growth. But I tend to agree with you that I don't get the same type of contraction or pump or anything more so than lying leg curls or even seated leg curls.
Exactly. Because a lot of it is, you know, you can use more load because it's transferred over more muscle groups.
That's right.
It's not an isolation exercise. So, you know, I see a lot of guys, you know, using that heavy, heavy load, but, you know, it's distributed. Your body's going to distribute it through the hips. It's going to take care of the load the best way it can, no matter how much you focus. And a true stiff leg, I think, should be locked knee. And a lot of guys, they're not comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
It's kind of risky. It doesn't feel safe.
That's right. I was just going to say that. That's a tough thing. If I'm going lock knee, I'm doing one plate.
Right.
Because you get that's a tough spot to be in.
Right.
So I want to get into something. You launched a supplement company a few weeks back. How does that affect you when you're 3 or 4 weeks out in this launch and the whole thing? And I know you're probably in there, you must have been in there flavor testing. I mean, I've been through the whole thing too, right? So how has that all come about during your prep?
Fortunately for me, this project's been ahead of schedule. We've been working on it before I left for Kuwait. Mm. I was able to do some flavor testing, some product testing before I was leaving.
Okay. Yeah.
The bad part about that is when I ran out when I was in Kuwait, I realized how much I liked some of the stuff we were using. I was like, dang, this is sucks.
Yeah,
so I had to put some alternatives. But fortunately for me, I have a great team. You know, Mark Lobiner is one of my main partners.
Okay.
Tiger Fitness crew, you know, he has we have them as at our disposal what we need. So, you know, the team building is the biggest thing when you're trying to be a Mr. Olympia champion and, you know, balance your prep. You need to have a solid troop, you know, to get things done. And I do my part as much as I can. I'm in the meetings, and then the wife, she's relaying exactly, you know, what's going on in the inside even further to me. So I got an idea of everything, all the ins and outs, but fortunately for me, I have people to take care of most of the responsibilities. I'm just making decisions on what I like, what I don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did flavor testing last week for an intro workout that we're doing. So that was pretty interesting. I got to pick 3 flavors out of 5. So I think I pretty much got that down, but you know, it doesn't stop. I do the simple things.
So we have similar jobs then, because my wife does all the stuff I can't do, which is everything. And then my brother's our other partner that handles a different portion of shit that I can't do.
Right.
So I get to do all the fun stuff. I get to put together the formulas and do the flavor testing and all that shit. So I'm like, okay, I like it that way. I'll just do the stuff, the fun stuff. You guys can do all the fucking.
Right. Exactly.
The hard shit.
That's the best way, man. You just put a bunch of people smarter than you or more capable than you around you. And, yeah. You know, and you stay in your lane. So that's what I do. I stay in my lane. And that's the way we work. It's been exciting so far. The bar has really hit the market with a bang.
We got to send you some.
So
I'll try it for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna get them to send you some for the show. I mean, for your show, you can test it on the show. But man, they've been a hit, bro. They've been a hit so far.
Where did I see that? Yeah, where did I see that photo? You're coming out with a bar. Where is it?
It's already out. Let's see. You're not on my page, I don't think.
Oh no, I went to Buys and Tries. That's right. Damn. Yeah, okay. Yeah. See, you're running my show for me, even though you're 3 days out. You're fucking more on it than I am. All right, so I think I saw it here. So here's Exalt. Is Exalt your pre-workout? Oh, yeah. Before you answer, by the way, guys, this is not like Brandon didn't pay me for this. We didn't do like I'm just curious about it because I just launched my company and I like just like hearing that. I have always been Brandon. I've always been adamant that. A consumer, if they're going to buy a product, and I don't like to talk bad about anybody else, but I feel like consumers would be better off buying products from other bodybuilders because we kind of know what we want to put in it. We kind of know what works for us. And I feel like that idea will just trickle down to the consumer.
Right.
So I'm just curious about what you're doing because I'm excited about it. So Exalt is your pre-workout?
Yeah, pre-workout, sim-based pre-workout. It'll be out hopefully Thursday, I believe, on tigerfitness.com. But the big O bar, we got the cereal.
There it is. Fruit
cereal bar and the birthday cake bar. My wife's favorite is the birthday cake bar. You know, this is basically fills a bodybuilder need. You know, we like to get calories in.
Yeah.
So you got like 480 calories in one of these bars. And they're easy to eat, whole food, no artificial sweeteners, sweetened with honey. You know, real chunks of like white chocolate, you know, real food stuff. So you can eat these things and it's just doesn't hit you. It's like, it's not going to mess up your stomach. And you can eat like Brent, for instance, you know, Brent, of course, Brent Lack. He had him in his office.
Yeah.
And he said he ran through 3 bars and he's like, dang, I just took in 3 bars like it was nothing. He says, I got to get these things out of here.
Yeah. Get out of here because
I was like, I know it's off season, but I don't want to, you know, push it too hard, but he was loving them. So he had to get them out of his office because he was just running through the bars. So,
you don't got to refrigerate those or anything, even though they're whole.
No.
How do they stay like good? How do they not go bad?
Well, you know, they do have a somewhat of a shelf life, but you know, we make sure that, you know, basically give them enough shelf life to where, you know, they'll go pretty quick. And like I said, they're freaking delicious, bro.
I gotta try one. I've always, you know what, man, I used to smash bars like crazy, but they used to fuck my stomach up so bad. So if you're telling me I can eat these and they won't mess up my stomach.
No, bro. Whey isolate in them, MCT oil, you know, nut butters.
Yeah.
And you know, you got your carbs, so you got natural honey. Well, we call it superfood honey in it.
Yeah.
Basically, and then you got your chunks of flavor, your cereal, whatever it may be, that's added for the flavor. But man, I'm like I said, they're easy on the stomach, bro. You know, you're not gonna worry about nothing.
I can't wait to get some. Listen, I'm extremely happy for you, man. It's a big move, and it's a lot of work, and I'm sure you're gonna be very successful. So it's really cool that you're doing that. So you know, good luck with it moving forward. But
well, you know where we come from, bro. So you know. We travel together doing a supplement sponsors thing. So
it's cool.
So you're inspiring other people too, man. And and you're doing your thing. And it's you know, it's time for us to step in the forefront and do things for our bodybuilding community to represent it well. So I know you're about quality. You want everything to be nice. So it's just good. It's just good to have this happen in our industry.
Yeah, 100%. More importantly. Now that these guys will probably think that was a paid ad, and it's not, I swear to God, it wasn't. I'm really okay. Let's talk Olympia. You got the Olympia. This is your first time defending your title. There's a whole bunch of talk about Phil and Rami's going to look better and everything. And I know what you said. You are excited that you have a chance to really put a stamp on it. Is that still your mindset? Are you still focused? You still like ready to rock? You ready to go against everybody and hope they're at their best?
Bro, this is a legit dream come true. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ever since I got in this industry, well, even before looking at the Phil Heath in the NPC magazines when he went to Junior Nationals and won, and the USA's and won. Yeah. I'm like, man, this guy struck out. They call him the Gift. And I feel like I've been chasing him ever since.
Yeah.
Then we got the same coach, Hani, you know, at the one time. And
I
got to know Phil a little bit personally from, behind the off the stage.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm always chasing this guy. So I just thought maybe one day I'll be good enough to stand next to Phil, you know. And then he got beaten, you know, almost threatened retirement. And I was like, man, you know, I was kind of bummed.
Didn't get your chance, yeah.
Yeah. So when he announced he wanted to come back, I was like, okay, here's the chance. As fate would have it, here's my chance. And, I'm at the top of my game.
Yeah.
You know, it couldn't be better. So, I'm excited, bro. I'm really excited. You know, Phil Heath was at the meeting tonight, right?
Yeah. You say anything to him?
Yeah, I mean, I was having a good time, you know, me being myself, and Phil, he snuck in without me even noticing.
Yeah,
he sat right in front of me, and I still didn't notice it was him until they made all the Mr. Olympia's champions stand up, me, Dexter, and Phil.
Yeah,
and I stand up, and I'm like, who's this guy standing up in front of me? He had a hoodie on, you know, a sweater.
Okay,
and I'm like, oh, it's Phil. I'm like, oh, hey, where'd you come from? Came like a ninja.
Well, why didn't you recognize him? Was he small?
I'm not gonna say that, but he had a mask on and a hoodie on, and I don't know where he came from, to be honest.
Just snuck up on you.
Yeah, he just snuck by me some kind of way and sat in front of me.
How do you feel about competing with Dexter on his last Olympia? Is that like an honor for you, kind of, to stand with the man?
Definitely an honor, man. He's one of the greatest of all time. Respect him. You know, he used to give me a hard time when I was a rookie, man. He used to give me a hard time.
Just
being able to be there for his last time on stage is an honor, man. It's definitely
pretty cool. Now, what if I want to press you a bit? What if, are you looking at anybody else? I mean, what if a dark horse, you know, there's a lot of guys that could jump into this whole, like, I know people are talking about you and Phil, but when I look at the lineup, man, that top 4, 5, 6 is pretty interchangeable. If, you know, somebody slips a little bit, somebody doesn't. So are you looking at like a Rami kind of bringing something he's never brought before? Are you looking at Bonac? Are you looking at Hadi? Like Hadi showed up here. Like, are you just so solely focused on staying in your lane? Or are you kind of looking around just kind of lay the land?
I mean, this is going to be a great show. You know, you got to always look out for guys. You know, William Bonac, you always got to look out for guys like that. You know, Hadi, you know, he's going to kind of try to come in hard.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at disadvantages of him coming in late. He's falling asleep at the meeting tonight. So,
oh really?
A little jet lag or whatever it may be.
So, you took notice of that. You're like, okay. He's falling asleep.
Then I seen Rami at the gym. You know, before I seen him at the meeting today. You know, you give him a little hug, kind of feel on him a little bit, see how hard he's doing.
So when you give Rami a hug, you're feeling like his lower lats. You're like, is it still it's soft down there?
Squeezing the shoulders. You know what I'm saying? I did that at the meeting, you know.
So, and what did you feel? Is he in shape?
Well, you know, he wasn't hard as I think he should be. So,
oh my God, we've reached a new level of testing someone out. Now we got to hug them and feel their muscle and see where they're at.
Yeah, I learned that from somebody. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it was Dexter.
Oh, you're the first person I ever heard say that shit. That's hilarious. Yeah.
I learned it from somebody, man, because as me and William hugged each other, William said, man, you look feeling hard, man. I was like, I said, I feel on him. I was like, how you doing? He says, you know, I'm doing all right. I haven't started drying out yet. And I was thinking, like, my back of my head, not me either.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know you guys were like all hugging and shit, just trying to feel where you're at. That's hilarious. What do you think of the new guys, man? I know they're not, like, some of these guys are not contenders for the top spots, but there's some really, really impressive young guys coming up, like Hunter and Ian and Antoine. And do you think it's really good that, like, you know, one of the things, and I want to bring this up, but one of the things that people said last year was, oh, Brandon won and wasn't that deep a lineup, blah, blah, blah. I feel like this lineup is really deep. I mean, we're missing some people, you know, Cedric, Sergio, I'm sure I'm going to forget some names, but you know, Steve Kuklo, there's names that are not around, but it's still a very, very deep lineup. So how do you feel about these new guys coming up? Are they coming up after you? Do you feel like you see these guys coming, or where are you at with that?
I mean, they're the future, man. They're the future. So it's a big opportunity. But, you know, I know how nervous it is, nerve-wracking it is coming your first Olympia. So, you know, you can kind of see it a little bit, you know, even though they kind of playing cool. But I just know how it is when these guys come in fresh and new. Yeah. But, you know, definitely, man, the new talent is coming, man. And you always got to look over your shoulder because you never know, you know, who's going to step up to the plate. I mean, I see Hunter in the gym this week for a few days, and he's, you know, he's doing his thing. And I know I'm looking at, you know, being a young guy and having to compete quite a bit over the year and whatnot, and how it's affecting your body. So I'm looking at it from that position. Like, I know these guys, they trying to peak again.
Yeah.
And it's going to be rough, but you know, these guys are coming, man, and they're going to be respectable challengers really, really, really soon, if not very soon. So
yeah,
we'll see what they have to offer. It's exciting for the sport, and you know, new life coming into the sport is always good. So yeah. I respect these guys, and you know, I'm ready to see these guys on stage as well, because yeah, I haven't seen them in the, I see Hunter in the flesh when I went to the Tampa, but I've seen Ian in the flesh. I haven't seen Antoine in the flesh yet, you know, as far as his physique. And you know, I know he's worked his butt off this year. So
yeah, he's been shredded for like 8 months. Let me ask you this. At how old are you, Brandon?
38.
Yep. So I know we've talked about retirement and you didn't really know. You're just like, I'm gonna play it by ear. So but at 38, are you, when you see guys like Hunter, who's like 27, I think, or Ian, who's 30, or Antoine also, I think, is in his early 30s. Do you feel like the ambassador that Jay Cutler was? Like, do you go up to these guys and talk to them and see how they're doing backstage? Or is that something you save for another day? Or is it something you just don't do at all?
I mean, I speak to them. I'll walk right up to them and say something to them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I see Hunter in the gym, you know, I make sure I speak to these guys.
Yeah.
If I know them, you know, if I see them, I make sure I recognize them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like when I throw Antoine tonight, make sure I recognize these guys, because you know, these guys work hard. It's a brotherhood, and you know, you want everybody to feel welcome. It's, you know, it's competitive. You know, I didn't get to talk to Phil Heath tonight. I was kind of disappointed. I wanted to at least say something to him, but
yeah,
I didn't get to catch him. So, you know, I like to speak to all the guys and just fill them out, see where they're at, make, you know, let them know, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're competitive against one another, but we all in the same boat, you know.
You've always been a laid back guy. You've never been the aggressive type. So like backstage, when you're getting ready to go out and do battle and you see these young guys back there too, and you, like you said, your first time, it can mean you're very nerve wracking. And is that your time, or do you like, is that your time to sit and focus and do your thing? Or are you still, do you still have that ambassador mentality where you might walk up to somebody who looks nervous and be like, hey, it's all good, we're going to do good out there, blah, 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 blah. Like, do you?
I may joke, lighten the mood, or have a conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just, you know, it's just passing the time. I'm staying in the moment. I'm trying to take in my environment. I'm reading the environment at the same time, but that involves interacting with people. So, you know, I'll interact with, you know, I'll sit backstage and we chit chat, you know, we just pass the time. Sometimes the best thing you can do for somebody is just have a conversation with them and just kind of shoot the breeze, and just that takes the nervous or the focus on, you know, on what everything they're thinking about, or so they can kind of, you know, rest their mind a little bit.
Is there a point when you're backstage where like a kind of killer instinct kicks in where you're like, okay, I don't want to talk to nobody anymore, I just want to get ready?
That's on stage, bro.
So you don't, that doesn't turn on until you walk up the stairs?
Yeah, that's on stage.
Really?
That's game on.
I always wondered about that. You don't have that. Not with anybody. Like, is there any animosity? I don't want to say animosity, that might be too negative, but is there any gameplay, shit talking for fun, anything going on right now between you and any of the top guys?
No. I mean, you have some indirect or unspoken, maybe psychological games you may play.
Yeah.
But that's only because, you know, people are showing their cards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like calling a bluff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when somebody's portraying something that you know is not real, you can call it a bluff, you know, to let them know, you know that they're bluffing. You know what I'm saying?
Are you allowed to give me an example of that, or are you just going to keep that one close to the chest?
I'm going to keep it to myself because people don't know. They don't know what's going on. So, but it's only for the people that you know, that take it there, you know. People that don't take it there, you know, it's neutral. But people that want to take it there, it's like, come on, dude, come on, really.
so those guys that you're, you know, playing those mind games with, there's no backstage, there's no is there any more games, or backstage is kind of chill and then it's just fire when you walk on stage?
It's chill and it's fire, but you know, the game can be watch me.
Okay.
Watch me.
So like,
I know you wait to see me, but watch, you know, the game can be
I know what game you're playing. So like, you could be wearing a full tracksuit and you decide where, when to pump up and how to pump up so that everybody could see you.
Yeah, it could be as simple as that. It could be, you know, it's for a certain type of personality. It's not for everybody, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Are you excited to get, this is the one thing I want to ask you about, because it kind of sucks this year, is I don't know how many fans are going to have in attendance. Is there going to be fans? Do you know that yet?
There's apparently going to be fans. There's apparently going to be a lot of fans. I don't know how many. I don't know. I know it's not going to be a full house per se.
Yeah.
But it's important, guys, for you to go get the pay-per-view if you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
This is how they're paying the athletes. This is how they're running this event, because this is a COVID year. Otherwise, they normally would do it for free, because they're going to pack the house. They're going to sell everything out because they have the full capacity.
Yeah.
Well, you got to support the bodybuilding industry right now. Unfortunately, you got to pay your $50, $60 for your pay-per-view this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
But just so we have bodybuilding next year, because Jake Woods, you know, he's willing to suffer a loss just to bring bodybuilding to you, the fans.
Yeah.
So let's support it. You know what I'm saying? And not think about, you know, oh man, this used to be free, because it's going to be a nice production, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're not going to take your money and give you some crap.
Well, it's not even that, man. I feel like it's very weird in this industry. Like, I've told people, they've messaged me before and they're like, hey man, it's $50. I don't want to pay the $50. And I'm like, you pay $50, you pay $70 for a UFC fight. Like, this is a sport you love. This is something you do every day. These are bodybuilders you interact with on a daily basis. They give you advice. They give you motivation. They inspire you in whatever way. Why would you pay for a UFC fight or pay for a boxing match where you don't even talk to those guys?
Right.
And you wouldn't pay $50 for these guys that you interact with every day. So that, I feel like the $50 is nothing to support, you know, people that are inspiring you on a daily basis. And I'm also doing a live commentary on my channel, so people can rent the pay-per-view and then watch the commentary at the same time. So that would be probably do it for the Friday for the pre-judging. So that might be an added thing for people who want to join this channel and watch at the same time. But there's no way in hell, like when I was coming up, if somebody said I could watch all the Olympias for $50, because we never even got to do that shit.
Exactly. It didn't exist.
If you didn't go to the Olympia and pay $100 for a ticket or $200 for a ticket or whatever it is, you didn't get to see shit. You got to see some pictures on the internet, or even before that, just got to see the magazines.
3 months later.
Yeah. So now, you know, they're doing like an awesome thing by actually putting this together. And it's weird because people always complain. They're like, how come bodybuilding doesn't have pay-per-view? And then now they have pay-per-view and people are like, I don't want to pay the money. And I'm like,
yeah,
come on, man. So yeah, everybody support your local, support your favorite bodybuilders, support the show. It's, and like you said, there's no audience. So it's something that we should do just to support the whole industry as a whole, like the industry as a whole.
Well, there is an audience. It's just a limited audience.
But it's small, but it's going to be small. It's not going to pay your $400,000 check.
Right. I like how you said that.
Everybody, we got to pay Brandon. Get the pay-per-view so we can fucking...
Hey, it's not just me, man.
I know. I'm just fucking with you. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. Okay, I'm going to let you go, man. We've been on for a while. I told you it'd be 15 minutes. I think we've gone over, so... Listen,
I'm good, bro. You know, I'm good, bro.
No, I know. I know how it is when you're 3 days out. So I'm going to let you do your thing. I appreciate you coming on, man. I appreciate you chatting, and let's chat again after, see how things are
going. Yeah, we'll do it after for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't ask me what I was going to do after, right? You didn't ask me.
No, I didn't. What are you doing after?
I'm going to Disney World, bro.
No, you're not. Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Are you really?
Of course.
It's open. Is it open there? Is that why?
Yeah, it's open. It's open. You got to reserve your day, but it's open. So we probably go to three parks.
So you're going with the whole family, like all the
kids? Yeah, the kids. They come. They're here. So except about my son, of course, he's in Atlanta. He's got to play a national championship game this weekend.
Okay.
Him and my daughter. So they'll come up after, and we'll.
So you know what that means? That means now you have to win.
Yeah, I mean,
because if win, if you don't win and you go to Disneyland, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you gotta, you gotta be the guy who wins and then says, I'm going to Disneyland.
Right, exactly. Right. So, yeah, exactly. So that's the plan, you know, that's the plan.
Well, when you get back from Disneyland, maybe we'll do another 20 minutes and see how things went and see how you're doing.
Of course, of course. You know, I'll come back home, bro. Okay, I've been waiting to come back home, but man, they've been having me busy as hell.
Oh man, I know how it is. That's why I never get upset or anything. I know you got a busy thing going on, but listen, I appreciate it, man, and I wish you all the luck in the world this weekend.
I appreciate you, bro.
Okay, Brent, thanks for coming on, brother.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.